From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the CIA decides to investigate its chief investigator. That's the same inspector general who's issued a series of scathing reports about CIA leaders.
But first, forget the Oscar. Today, Al Gore nabbed the really big award, the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's the former vice president, whose documentary An Inconvenient Truth won an Academy Award last spring, speaking today in Palo Alto, California.
There's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. We have to go far, quickly. And that means we have to quickly find a way to change the world's consciousness about exactly what we're facing and why we have to work to solve it.
Al Gore will share this year's Nobel Peace Prize with the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The IPCC is made up of thousands of scientists around the world. I spoke earlier with one of them, Jonathan Overpeck. He's a professor at the University of Arizona and a lead author on one of the IPCC's reports. I asked him to explain the connection between the Peace Prize and climate change.
Well, the big thing that's happened over this last year is the recognition that global warming is very certain, that humans are causing it, and that future change can be large around the globe. And that means people around the globe are going to be affected by this climate change. For example, rising sea level, increased frequency of drought, drying out, temperatures going up. All of this could cause large-scale conflicts, say, fighting for water or mass migration as people try to get out of one region that's getting hit too hard into another, or conversely, maybe real difficulties with food resources in some parts of the world. So all this conflict is something that could happen and could be worse or less worse, depending on what we as humans decide to do over the course of the next couple decades. We're beyond the science of saying, is it happening? We're on to a whole new agenda. What should we do? And hopefully what we do will contribute to peace in the future.
There are plenty of people who still don't really believe that the effects of climate change are that harmful. For example, we had the head of NASA, Michael Griffin, on an NPR just a few months ago expressing his doubts. Do you think that this award might change people's minds a bit?
Well, the award is like another big step in getting public recognition that those who think this is not an issue are kind of like those guys who think that smoking's not bad for you. You know, the science is real clear. We, in our report, use the term unequivocal. So those who are saying otherwise, they probably either have personal or economic reasons to do so.
You and your scientific colleagues share this award with Al Gore. What effect have you seen him have on the climate change debate?
I think it's pretty major. One of the first things I want to say is, you know, I think on behalf of everyone, is it's quite an honor to share this with him. I've heard him talk recently on this issue. I've seen the movie. He knows the science, and it's just remarkable to see a politician of his stature really taking the time to learn the science and get it right. And I think the fact that he has managed to get it right and has that credibility within our scientific community has made his impact all the larger. And there's no doubt he's played a big role.
Personally, do you have any plans to celebrate?
Well, you know, I got home late last night from a string of meetings, and I'm leaving today for another meeting. Somewhere along the way, my wife, who is also a contributing author to the IPCC, and I will no doubt share a beer or a glass of wine. I just think that isn't it great that the work that we put into all this does make a difference.
Jonathan Overpeck, University of Arizona professor and freshly minted co-winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Thanks so much.
Thank you.